Flashing the light, we are back to say dynamite. We have no president yet, so we're here to give you a distraction, people. We're here to lighten the mood, if you wish, man. This is Fans of Patrol. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive but also studious and hardworking co-host, Miss Tiffelbod. What's happening with you, Tiff?
I'm feeling pretty good right now, right in this moment, this particular minute.
And
I'm
that's all that matters, Tiffelbod.
That's right. We got to live in this 1 minute.
Live in the here and the now, young Jedi. You know. Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not judicial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a college member, huh? Yeah. So you can hear yourself now, right, Smooth?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I can hear myself.
Y'all don't know Smooth complaining about his decibel level. Get out of here, man.
Decibels. It's all about the Deweys.
So anyway, man. So, you know, rough day, rough week for news, man. You know.
Oh, nobody's talking about anything but one thing.
Yeah, one thing, right. So we're recording, and as of this moment, we have no president-elect right now. So it's pretty funny thing to me because, you know, somebody's losing their goddamn mind and somebody's just like chilling. You know, I think it's funny. So anyway, man, so that slowed down all the news, man. I mean, you know, we jumped from like 225 deaths in COVID to 240, like instantly. You know, I was like, wow, that when did that happen? You know, new cases, 120,000. And this is not the regular news channel, y'all. This is Fans of Patrol. But I'm just saying, because of these things, like, Tiff went on a scavenger hunt for news, so we're gonna try to entertain you this week. So, yeah. Man, this is episode 311. Title of the show is Loving Monsters, man. We got around to doing it. And let's see. We got a little Tenet news. We have, believe it or not, man, there's some Star Wars news that was able to be dug up, man, you know, because there's a lot of stuff going on with the Star Wars universe all over the place. And I'm sure Smooth can appreciate any Star Wars news.
Yeah.
He's having a hard time over there with his mic.
Yes, I was trying to adjust the stuff.
Yeah, so we actually found Jordan Peele was up to something, so we're going to check in with him. And Tiff has a game. What's the game, Tiff?
We're playing Rotten Tomatoes Monsters Edition today.
Oh, boy, big ones, small ones, all of them, huh?
All the monsters you can dream of, they're here, and they're challenging you to say what they got on Rotten Tomatoes.
Godzilla! Kachura! So, saying that, the main topic again is loving monsters. Are you guys ready to roll, man? What the
I was like, make a monster noise, hurry. And then I got scared. Leave it in, it's perfect.
Of course it's it. Smooth.
I'm just going to...
It just messed you up.
Can't follow that up. Yeah, go ahead. Right, I'm hiding up under your table right now.
All
right,
and away we... Go.
This is Anna from the Pop Prison Power Podcast.
This is Montego Bradley from Fans of Patrol.
This is Beat 'em Down from Cult 45, the movie podcast. You are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
All right, man, we are back. It's time to get things cooking, man. But before we do, man, we finally got that Patreon started off, man. And we want to thank all of our Patreons for donating. I'm sorry, because we were supposed to have something come out, Jurassic Park, this week. Y'all, I apologize, because it went the way of the dodo. That was with Random Randy Savage from Coke 45. I lost it. It got recorded over. It was a problem. It's gone. So I'm going to have to beg Randy to come back on and do either that show or another show. I think we might just do it again, because everybody loves Jurassic Park. It was a really good show, too. Damn. Anyway, we got some stuff cooking. We just recorded the Trial of the Chicago 7. And we got Devil All the Time coming up. And we got the Batman series coming up. So, you know, subscribe to Patreon, man. All you got to do is send a dollar over there, man. Send one thin dollar per month, and you're going to get all the shows. And we know most people only put content for Patreon once a month. We're trying to hit every damn week. We had a bad week this week, but we're going to make it up to y'all. Swear. And we got some more stuff coming for Patreon. So, you know, follow the link. It's on our website. Follow the link. All you got to do is click on that picture that says we have a Patreon. It'll take you right to the page. So go to fansofpatrol.com and do that. Saying all that which is dope about Fans of Patrol is my boy Smooth. Hit us with that social media.
Sure. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. If you want to reach us directly at fans, you can reach us directly at fans@fansonpatrol.com, one word, via social media on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us, you can listen to us now on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife. Tune in and subscribe to us on YouTube. Please give us a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout you out on the air.
On the air! And if you know damn well, if you hit us on Patreon, we'll shout you out on the air. So
yep.
we didn't get no Patreons this week, but you know that if you didn't subscribe this week, good for you, because we didn't put no content out this week. But we still had that Bloodsport show on there, which is hilarious. So. Subscribe this week, man, and this stuff is about to be rolling like it's supposed to. So, in the land of Fans of Patrol, we switch who's going to, you know, host the show. Tiff, this is your week. Hit us with your best shot.
All right. So, as Montego said at the top, it was a dry desert of news for this kind of thing. I think we're all thinking about one thing. Yeah. And so, I found some things for us to talk about. And the first thing I put in here specifically for Montego, because Tenet has finally got a at home release date. December 15th is coming home.
Yeah, now I saw that. I'm glad you said it for me, because I've been on a Tenet train, right? I wanted to see Tenet.
Did you see it?
No, I actually went to the movies and saw it. I made a huge mistake and went and saw Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Yeah, I love Empire Strikes Back. But I will say, after 40 years of seeing it 1,000 times, you know, the big screen effect lasted for about maybe 10 minutes. And then I was like, getting kind of bored. And then I had an annoying ass little kid running up and down the aisles and stuff, you know. So Tiff was like, you should have saw Tenet. You damn right. I should have saw that. I should have saw the shitty New Mutants. I should have saw all that.
Yeah, man. The Mutants, I want to see that. I got.
Yeah, me too. I've been reading New Mutants comic books, but I hear the movie's terrible. So don't get your hopes up. So. Anyway, man, so Tenet came out, and this is really crazy. So it made money worldwide mostly, right? Because everybody else except for the U.S. did shit right, and they were able to have large gatherings. And so it made us some money overseas. I saw that they re-released it this week in the theaters, back in the theaters.
Stop!
Yeah, they did.
Christopher Nolan, you're starting to make me think that you're kind of a fucking idiot.
You know, this got nothing to do with him. You know, that's the studio trying to make their money.
He said that he wanted to have... didn't it say that he wanted to have it released in the cinema?
Well, he did.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
So
they re-released it. So I know it's back there again. So then it's going to come in December. But I wonder, what's the price point going to be?
$30.
Because, right, that's the going price for the high-end streaming stuff, right?
Wow.
But, you know, are they going to just say, okay, this is... It's really, it really 6 months since it was released, you know, originally. So, you know, 4 to 6 months, and then that's regular price. That's what, $14.99 to $19.99 normally, you know. But
that's
are y'all going to make us rent it?
Yeah, I was going to say you're going to rent it.
You know, because I don't mind paying $19.99 if it's mine.
Yeah, right.
You exactly, know, but when it's a rental, you like, you sons of bitches. Right, <yeah. laughs> You greedy bastards. What do you think about this move?
Nah, I mean, they could have did it a little earlier. Like you said, they're greedy. I mean, I'm glad it's coming out. It all depends on the price. I heard it was good, though.
You want to see this move?
I kind of do, but it all depends on how the price is. If it's pricey, I'm going to wait.
Well, smooth. If it comes out, we're going to do it on the show.
I mean, we got to do it on the show, yeah, but I'm going to try to pirate it somewhere.
You son of a bitch.
It's a guy walking down the street. I'm looking at him right now. He looked just like Don Jr. I swear to God he does. Get out of my grass.
Get out of my grass. This movie made cost $200 million to make and has made $347 million so far.
Already?
And a million of them. I'm sure that's unsuccessful for this movie. But
yeah,
yes, 100%.
But in a pandemic, what are you going to expect? You know, you made more money than Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Right. True. Right. But like this is kind of like the hubris, right? Because you thought... You were so great that people were going to go to your movie.
Risk their life.
Regardless.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Right. You thought that you were too good to have your movie released via the channels everyone else has been going to. But here's the thing. I am not sure how it's going to go because you're right. They're saying the December 15th is like you can get the film. You can rent it or whatever. Well, maybe you won't be able to. You know how sometimes when they release a film for the first time, they don't let you rent it right away. You have to buy it.
That's my point. Like the film right. we did so this is, week.
But you can get a Blu-ray and DVD as well.
Yeah, I don't want a Blu-ray or a DVD. I just want to stream it and get it. I don't even know if I don't know. I heard it was good. And so, you know, it might be worth purchasing. You know, just like the movie yesterday that we're doing this week, they had a rental price of $19.99 and a purchase price of $24. I did the $24. It's too close.
$5.
I want something.
Right. I don't. Yeah. I don't want. I know this is such a weird thing to say, but I don't want digital stuff.
Yeah.
Clogging up my whatever it is that I know that there it's kind of in the cloud, but like I don't want your shit
don't listen
around if I don't want it.
Don't listen to Tiflebot. I swear. It's look.
I don't want that shit.
I got
I don't
500 want and five movies on digital. I mean, and there's no lack of space that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what those movies are, all of them?
I know a bunch of them is Star Wars and a bunch of them is Marvel movies. And I can tell you that. I know I own Rocky. And I got a bunch of movies, you know. But I will say this, though. With all the streaming services available, I have considerably, and I mean considerably, slowed down on purchasing movies, you know, digitally, because I purchase these movies and then it's on Netflix. Purchase these movies and then it's on Amazon. And only when it's Halloween will you love your favorite Halloween movie and you want to see it, and they take it off and make you pay for it. You know,
They bring it, your number.
Yeah, they bring it right back around Christmas. You know, like, oh, I can watch The Grudge all I want. But don't try to get that around September, right?
You're why not gonna do they get it. Do that? Because they don't want people to pay for the month of October and enjoy the movies. Like, that person isn't gonna like come back for September. If you know what I mean? Like, if there's a person who wants to watch Halloween movies and they're willing to give you $11.99 for that month, you're making $11.99 on that person.
They do it for people like me, because when I get a hankering to watch something, if I want to watch Halloween on Halloween and I can't find it, I'm like, God damn it. No, I got to buy it. Instead of saying, God damn it, well, I'll watch something else. You know, I'm that guy like, no, I got to buy it. And I do. You know what I'm saying?
Because so it's more like the studios that want it than the streaming services.
I would believe so. Because, you know, that helps the streaming services having everything people want at their fingertips. You know,
but right.
You go there and you're like me, like, damn, it was here all year. God damn it. I really want to see this. So then, like, I get pissed off. I buy it and I say, because, you know, sometimes you know, seasonal movies I watch all the time, and I don't want to have to search for it or hunt for it and get frustrated.
Sometimes they're on demand, though. I mean, I've got lucky like that.
Mm-hmm.
Been able to watch them on demand, you know, certain channels.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that channel, Smooth. It's getting on my nerves. We might have to switch that.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, where are we at here?
Okay, Star Wars, second son. Piece.
Sorry.
You're about to no. Smooth, are you okay? You need to host this one.
Star Wars.
You got excited there. Get this.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it now. That's why. Yeah,
somebody get a fan. He's going to faint. It's Lego Star Wars Christmas special thing. Star Wars holiday special. I put this in here because it was really... You guys, I am going to be the first to say I don't understand the Lego thing.
Really?
Hmm.
I love the Legos.
I like Legos. Right. I like real Legos.
Okay.
No,
but I don't know about like
the shows are hilarious, man.
Yeah,
I mean, they're really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Shrek funny. They got adult stuff and they have kid stuff, so everybody can enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, they're really funny. So, you know, they've done a lot of these. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you get kind of like, whoa, there's a lot of Lego shit out of here. But when I first saw this story, I thought it was they were doing the old Festival of Lights, was just giving
I
a Lego.
I did too. I was like, oh, they're going to make it funny.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was going to be like just a redo of the old 70s.
What, with the Ewoks or something like that?
No, it wasn't Ewoks. It was Kashyyyk's. It was
Wookiees.
Yeah. Oh, Wookiees. Okay,
they were on Kashyyyk.
I said Kashyyyk's. She said Kashyyyk.
How do you say it?
Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah. It's like cash, you know.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah, you sounds like you're saying cheeks.
Cheek. You're on Kashyyyk. That's where walkies come from right. Kashyyyk.
Wookiees.
So anyway, man. I thought that this was about that, but then it turns out it's not. So it's actually
it's a new story.
Actual Christmas special going multi-generational, the old school Star Wars and the new school Star Wars. It looks delightful. I mean, there's not too much stuff going to be available, period, on television. So why not? I'm in. Of course, it's Star Wars. I want to see it. What about you, Smooth?
Yeah, you know, but you said it's not going to be too much stuff. Like they talked about taking Charlie Brown away. So this will be a good replacement. And this looks pretty good. It looks funny. To me, they like you said, they're squishing all of them together and, you know, making a new storyline. They past, present, and Rey gets to go and meet the young Luke and the old Luke and the new Luke.
Where that scene when she, I thought I was the only one to notice it, the way she says master.
Yeah.
They're my master, my master.
Right. And then she gets to meet Yoda and she fights Darth Vader. Yeah, I mean, you get both Solos. You got the old Solo and interesting right here.
Maybe it'd be a one shot, Tiff.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's just a little special.
No. Maybe it'd be a one shot for us.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Yeah.
You might enjoy it, Tiff.
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You said you like Legos?
She can fire away.
Okay. So I noticed that, like, is that really that girl's voice, Rey's voice? I think it sounds like a little boy.
Well, a lot of times they use the original characters when they do a lot of this stuff. But sometimes they don't. It's like the longer these things go, the less likely they're using voice actors. So probably not. But I know there has been, like, the Lego video games and stuff. They were using the real actors and stuff. So you never know until you look.
Well, like, in the Lego video games, the one that I played, I did play the Harry Potter Lego video game. They don't talk.
No, they don't.
They go,
which is actually
like a Muppet, like Beaker.
Which is actually more funny because that's how they all started. Like they would do the Star Wars and they'd be like, you know, they never.
Yes, spoke. Yes, like that.
Right. So, but then they started talking, and then to me, they became a little less funny when they started talking because I don't know, something about that gibberish is just hilarious. But I mean, come on. I mean, how much stuff is going to be on TV? You know.
Yeah,
well,
taking off.
Well, this is going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, it is.
Well, that's TV for me.
That's TV. Yeah, that's TV for me too.
You know, so.
But yeah, they're taking Charlie Brown. They was talking about taking Charlie Brown off a 50-year-old cartoon, man.
Yeah, but if you had Apple, they were giving it to you for free.
Yeah.
And they remastered it, and it looked so good. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, wow, this looks good. Anyway, man.
Ugh.
Yeah, Tiff is out, but she's gonna be stuck to you.
Well, that's fine. I'll watch it, and I'll have. Here's the thing. You're right. I might enjoy it. I might have a few giggles.
Yes. Yes, we all hope there's a giggle or two.
Yeah. Seems like it should be, yeah.
So what's going on with Jordan Peele, Tiff?
Okay, so I think there's some other stuff going on, too, that maybe this article didn't cover. Cause, I mean, he's a very busy man these days, obviously. But he and Issa Rae, which you guys are probably familiar with Issa Rae from that movie Lovebirds that we watched.
Yeah, and she had that one show that was on that's been on Prime. A lot of profanity in
there. She has a show on HBO called
HBO?
Insecure.
Yeah, that's
Insecure,
the show.
Insecure, yeah.
And it's really good that she wrote and directs and stuff like that. So so this is, they have said that they are taking a short story called Sinkhole.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a science fiction horror
type
thing.
With Jordan Peele having to do with it.
Right.
It's gonna have
right.
You know, he don't do love stories and shit.
I'm actually okay, I have something to say about that. I'm looking forward to the day when, like, because sometimes like directors like Jordan Peele will start off, and there's nothing wrong with horror, especially elevated horror, which he has done. But like someday, like 30 years from now when he's older and he makes like a grand sweeping epic like that we never would have expected that has nothing to do with horror, and he, you know, wins Academy Awards and stuff.
Like a Legend of the Falls or some shit like that, huh?
Yes, something crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that will happen because he's shown himself to be a talented director.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
He's already been nominated, but, like, I think it's only going to get better.
Putting his feet in the pool, you know, doing what's interesting to him right now. And, listen, he can keep doing the shit he's doing. I like his strange stuff, you know.
Yeah, me too.
It's refreshing. So,
it is. I like the someone who takes a genre that they obviously have a lot of passion for and a lot of information. Like, obviously, he's very well versed in it, and he takes all of his knowledge and makes something new rather than something that's been regurgitated a bunch, which is really cool. So Sinkhole is about a sinkhole in the backyard of a home. A family buys it because it's so cheap, and they find that when they throw things in the sinkhole, they come back
Brand new.
Like if it's broken, they come back repaired.
So that's like that one movie. They did a movie like that where you couldn't leave the house. Remember the wife and they had a kid and they found out that they had all the money in the world and stuff. It came out, I think, this year. Hey, you know, you can, if you wish for something, you got it. But then if you took it out the house, it like burnt up and went away. That's, you guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I'll
find a name of it. It was the same kind of premise. But if you you took it out of the house, as long like the kid was growing up, but then you can't leave the house. You know what I'm saying? You leave the house, you're through. Hmm. Yeah. I can't think of the name of that movie. One of our fans will know it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I do think that like it's a common, there's common things that happen like as far as this is concerned where like, I mean, it's kind of like, so his production company is called Monkey Paw Productions. And like the old story about the Monkey Paw, like is like, you know, it's wishes that have consequences basically. Like you might get what you want, but at what cost?
I thought it was weed, but go ahead.
Oh.
weed? I thought it was a drug.
It was weed.
What's weed?
Monkey paw.
Yeah. Oh no, my monkey! I'm monkey paw. Dear God, it's a story.
No! It literally was a flavor of weed. It was.
I don't deny that.
Yeah. I'm just saying. You had chronic. Yeah, monkey paw. You.
Jesus Christ.
We're gonna be flagged for promoting drugs now.
We're gonna get kidnapped.
No, I'm just kidding.
Acapulco Gold, all that. Yeah,
yeah. And there's all kind of weed out there.
Oh my God. I just think I'm actually really interested in this. I love weird short stories, so like I'm into it.
Well, let me tell you something. Sinkholes are pretty scary. I mean,
they are.
Yeah.
You never see the bottom of them. They just keep going. They swallow shit up. You know, if I had a sinkhole in my yard, I would be terrified, man.
Yeah,
because they grow.
Yeah, and none of it just eating my house, but what's down there? What's down there? Right. Throw a flashlight down there. Let's see if how long it is.
Right.
I mean, they're just scary to me. So, wow. So I'm interested, man. Of course, anything with Jordan Peele, we've been on a Jordan Peele train for a while. You know, come on out with something. With you know, you're gonna see something you never seen before every time he does something, and that's cool. You know,
yeah.
It's never a story that you've seen before. Smooth. You're in or out?
Oh, I'm in. I was reading it. Yeah, like you said, you throw something in there and it comes back brand new, spanking new. It's not broke. So I wonder. But like you said, what happens if you throw a person in there?
Mm. Ooh. Somebody,
so they come back as a baby.
Well, Pet Cemetery, right?
It's Pet Cemetery.
They're gonna come back and they're gonna be evil, or, you know, but look good, you know, some shit like that.
They don't look good when they come back in Pet Cemetery. They look all oozy.
No, they don't. But he said they're brand new in this, so yeah, I'm like, you know,
that's true. Oh, they're rotten on the inside.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh, gross.
Yeah, they got shitty personality.
No, they'd be ready to kill you.
Right, like something. They're like, and then like they come open and there's just bugs in the skin.
Right. Oh, God. Look at you. You're writing a new movie. Woo!
Yes.
So
desert. It's a desert out here.
Yeah. Hey, but hey, it's all good, you know.
We wandered. We made it through. That's we led right. you through the desert today.
That's right, folks. Because that's what we do here on Fans of Patrol. We take even the mundane and make it interesting, man.
Scavenger hunters.
We can talk about my dumb motorcycle helmet and make a joke about it because it's fucking huge over there because my head is gargantuan. So
I have a big head, too.
Woo, I got it. But see, my head is so big, I look at somebody with a big head and I'd be like, man, they got a big head, but they ain't seen mine.
I have such a big head. I remember I measured my head when I graduated high school because you have to know how big your cap is.
He's like, God damn!
I hid my results from everybody because I looked at someone's and I was like, that's what a regular head is supposed to measure. Oh, wow. My head's huge.
She had the triple pro model hat. Right.
Barry Bond size.
Right. Hey, he got a big
man,
ass head.
That dude got a giant. Man, he went to from a 42 pro model to a 65. The fuck?
He got a waist size. Right. He got a fat man's waist size for a hat size. Oh, shit. Anyway, let's stop kicking it on people before we get it flagged again. Anyway, man, that's going to do it for the news. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the game. Hold on to your cheeks. All right, man, we have returned. It's time to play some games, man. We have been doing one shots and other stuff. It's game time. Tiff, what do you got?
We are playing Price of Tomatoes, Monsters Edition. So, if you've never listened to the show before, or you've never heard us play Price of Tomatoes before, what we do is we play a Price is Right style game where we ask our contestants to bid on a movie using the Price of Tomatoes rating system. The point goes to whoever's closest without going over. If you go over, you don't get a point. So, we rotate the person who starts to give everybody a fair chance. And I guess today we will start with Smoove.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, the first movie up for bid is Colossal, starring Anne Hathaway.
I didn't see that.
Colossal. I didn't see that either.
Colossal.
Colossal. Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm going to go with a fair number. I'm going to... Damn, I didn't see it, so... Probably wasn't. I didn't hear nothing about it either.
We'll just take a guess, Boo.
About 45. I'm going to say 45. Like, cool, 45. I'm going to say 45.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Montego?
I'll say, I never heard of it. I mean, I heard of it, but so I'm going to say 30%.
Okay, so Smoove takes the point because he was, it was 81%.
Jeez. I've never heard of it. I mean, I heard of this movie, but
yeah, exactly. I didn't hear no buzz about it.
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, I got a point, so that's good. All right.
Yes. Now we'll start with Montego.
Got you.
The movie up for bid is The Void. This is one of my... I really like this movie. It's called The Void.
Yet another one I haven't seen. I'm going to hit 50%.
50%.
You said 50? I'm going to go 51.
Oh! Yeah. Smoove takes the point.
With those tactics.
78%. We should note now that for some reason, Montego's really bad at this game.
Hey, I won the last time we played this.
Yeah, you
That's
did.
That's true.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
So,
if I've never seen a movie, though, it's hard.
So. Yeah.
It is. It's really hard, especially this one's almost kind of hard because it's you can't have seen all monster movies. But don't worry. The rest of them, I think you guys are at least familiar with. Okay.
Hope to God.
Yeah. They probably gave them shitty reviews, though. We probably liked them and they probably pissed on them. But go ahead.
So, Smoove.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it yours? Okay, yes.
Yes, it is.
It is David Harbour. So, that version of Hellboy.
Aha. I'm going to go with 20% Heil.
20%. Huh, 20%. Yeah. All right, Montego.
15%.
Montego takes the point. Smoove went over. It was 18%.
Wow. That was tight. I knew it was low. Yeah. I knew it was low. So at least I got a point. Great.
This will be Montego's.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh, shoot, no. I love that movie,
but... I did,
too,
yeah.
I know it didn't get high ratings, though. I'm going to... 38%.
38%.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Smoove. Did they shit on it? I think they... No.
Come on, Smoove.
They shit on the first one. The first one deserved to be shitting on. I'm going to go with 40.
This guy sucks.
Smoove takes the point. It was 43%.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay.
You see how they do this shit? Right,
yes. Right. You need to learn to play the game.
There's no way in the world. I said 38%. I should have won that one. Go ahead.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't have if it was Price is Right.
Yeah, you got it. Right,
Smoove.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
The movie is Kong Skull Island.
Kong Skull Island.
I love this movie. I
like,
love this movie.
Yeah, I did like Kong Skull Island. 60%. Yeah.
Montego.
68.
Montego takes the point. 75%.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere.
Yeah,
around.
Right.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're learning to play the game.
Oh, I'm not learning to play the game. I just tried to get close to where
you're
I think it was
to
at.
You're learning to play the game.
Yeah.
Montego, you're the first person to bid on this one.
Okay.
Pacific Rim.
Woo!
Uprising.
I thought you meant the good one at first.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the second one.
Oh, hell. I guess I'll give it like a 33.
33?
Yeah. And perfect, that's my Smoove. Own rating because it was terrible.
I'm going to go with a dollar.
Jesus.
Montego takes the point. 43%.
Damn. Wow.
I messed up on that one.
No, you didn't. It's good. Competition is great.
All right. So we're coming up. We're tied here. 3-3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I did a comeback here.
Smoove, your item, your movie up for bid is Goosebumps.
Ooh, with Jack Black?
With Jack Black.
With Goosebumps. Jack Black. I'm going to go with a good 74.
Wow.
74.
Yeah.
Montego.
I'm going to give it a 50%.
Smoove takes the point, 78%.
What?
Yeah, they can't shit on kids stuff.
They do all the time.
They do.
Oh, they, do they? I think that one was pretty.
The first one was pretty well received, actually.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay.
I wouldn't shit on a kid.
So, Montego.
Yes.
Your movie up for bid is The Thing. Ooh. 2011.
I knew you was gonna throw a monkey wrench in it. I knew you was gonna throw a monkey wrench in it. Shit. Oh boy.
2011. Mm. I didn't see all that one.
How about how about 65%?
I'm gonna go with a dollar. I gotta get it once.
Smooth takes the point. 34%.
Christ Almighty! I don't even know why I went that high.
Yeah, he went high there.
So that's it. Okay. I lost. Right? That's it.
Well, there's no way for you to come back, but we do have one more if you want to do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So,
unnecessary. No, you're not going to
do it. Your item for bid is the Babadook.
The Babadook?
Look, you never even heard Babadook. Of that.
Okay. Who was in that?
If I No. Just bid, dude. Just bid. You can't get no hints.
All right. Well,
it was really popular.
See? There you go. I'm going to go with...
you should know about it.
I'm going to go with 50.
50. Montego.
51.
You take the point.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But, good job, everybody. Nice games. Where was our winner.
Smooth is the winner.
What was it? What was the percentage?
98%.
What Jesus. The hell?
I've never even heard of it.
Babadook. I got to check that out. All right. I won. Yeah, I've been on the skid for a minute. Mm. So, get one.
You guys.
And it's nice.
You guys.
Yes.
CNN just called it.
Really?
Oh shit!
Yes, we have a new president.
Word, son.
Word.
I got fireworks.
Let me see here.
And I got fireworks. Whoa.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Someone just texted me.
I'm about to say, Tim, how the hell was you watching TV? Always doing the game. My news feed hasn't refreshed yet. It's amazing. They're still saying the same. No. It says 284.
Ooh, damn.
Oh yeah.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Donnie. Get the fuck out of here.
We got a lot of Trump supporter listeners, man. We feel sorry for
you. Do
y'all. We? Yeah, we do. We have a lot of conservative listeners.
Are you gonna edit this shit?
No.
No.
I didn't know we were still recording. I just want to let you guys know that we did it.
Okay.
All right.
Let me tell you what. We're gonna dance a jig. And we're going to be right back. All right, man. We're back. Check out our Instagram. We had to chill, man. We got all that news that they finally sorted out the presidential mess that's been going over the last few weeks. And so we can all take a sigh of relief and move on, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So here we are, man. Love and Monsters 2020. PG-13, 1 hour and 49 minutes. We reviewed the trailer a few weeks ago, man, and we all were a little interested in it, what's happening. And so, because things are dry, we jump right on it. It's actually been out for a couple weeks,
right.
And we, you know, it's something about paying that extra price for shit. You know, you're just like, so much free stuff. You know, Anyway, action adventure comedy. In a monster-infested world, Joel learns his girlfriend is just 80 miles away and makes a dangerous journey. Joel discovers his inner hero to be with the girl of his dreams. So that's the synopsis of the thing. Stars Dylan O'Brien, who I haven't seen since Maze Runner. Jessica Henwick. Last time I saw her was in she was in that Marvel show with the, you know, Iron Fist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hot as hell. Your boy Michael Rooker is in this playing Clyde.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see who was else. The little girl, what's her name? Andriana Greenblatt.
Oh. Minnow, whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Minnow.
And then there was a bunch of other people who didn't have that significant role, so we won't get into it.
Right.
So anyway, man. So before we hit it big time, let's go on and hit that one. Word! Tiff, one word, what you got?
I'm going to say fun.
Okay. Standard word. But
yeah, I don't have anything. That's how I kind of feel about it. It's a little standard.
Yep. Dwayne?
Pleasant.
Pleasant.
Yeah, it's a pleasant. Yeah, it's a pleasant movie.
Yeah. You guys are dancing all over the safe words. I'm going to say, no, yeah, yeah. Because it's a safe movie. It's a very safe movie. Right. And that's my one word, safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
because you know, this movie didn't go too far in either direction. It gave you a viewing experience that most of the movie people in your household could watch.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you just didn't have to. Don't try to think about what was happening too bad, because the way they describe things in this movie, I think, was far more heinous and horrendous than what actually was shown. You know, when he was telling you about how people was getting destroyed and stuff. So anyway, man, let's hit those spoilers and let's get rolling. So, man, the montage in the beginning showing you the history of how this thing happened, in my opinion, was perfect poetry.
Yes, it was.
You didn't go too far either way. You didn't show this long, drawn-out thing. You showed this little cartoon drawings of what happened. You know, they shot the missile. I love when he said that a meteor was coming, so what do you think they did? They shot every missile in the world at it, you know, and, you know, it rained down this goo, which churned all the lower creatures into, you know, mindless eating killing machines.
Right.
And the one example he gives of the little boy with the fish in the bowl that ate him, ate the cat. It's like, God damn. So, you know, it catches you up really quickly, really, really nicely. And so we get into this thing and we get into our hero, Joel, who's living in this bunker. They explain everybody's living in bunkers all over the world. And because it's not safe to be in above ground. And he is the only one that's not coupled up in his bunker. And I think that's just like, it's hilarious to me, especially when he walks out and the people are screwing and he's standing in there trying to have a casual conversation with him. So where are you at with your stiff?
Yeah, like these scenes are actually some of my favorite scenes when he's like, your door's open. And they're like, right. We know. Because like, I do think like that's part of, I think it kind of gets like what it might be like to live this way, kind of correct, that like there would be a lot of miseries, but there'd be a lot of miseries that you didn't even expect, like that you might not get to have a couple because there might be uneven amounts of the people you're sexually attracted to available.
Yeah, Smooth, how bad would it be to be Joel up in here, everybody having a ball, and you just
that's torture right there. Like you said, everybody's having, you know, nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're making the best out of the situation, which is, you know, companionship.
He had the cow, Smooth.
Intimacy. And he was milking the cow, and he was, you know, he was the chef.
No, the cow was his friend.
Yeah, the cow was his friend, and that robot that didn't work. The what was it? The Maddox.
Hey, I just knew he was gonna shoot that cow with that.
You thought
I was worried about that too.
I was like, he gonna make a mistake and shoot the cow, because he made a mistake and shot the robot.
Yeah.
And I was like, he gonna kill all the cow they got, and so. These bunkers are pretty cool, y'all. You know, I'm like, if you gotta live on the ground, they got them living pretty good.
Oh yeah, they got
this one's like a military bunker.
Yeah, looks like a missile silo is what it looked like.
Right. Yeah.
And they started the whole movie out with showing that chandelier that we didn't know what that was about, but finding out the history of the chandelier was pretty delightful to me. You know, I was like, oh, they go to chandelier. You know, later on in the movie. So something gets in there, guys. You know.
Yeah, big ass ant.
Yeah, big creature, and they go on a hunt, and it really made me laugh out loud how they had no confidence in Joel joining the hunting party. But he was like the little mascot. He wanted to help so bad. And one of the guys got taken, and he springs into action. His heart is, he wants not to be a coward, man.
Right.
And let me say also that the whole time, another thing that this movie does really well, in my opinion, you know, is his narration of these letters that he's writing to his girlfriend, Amy.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it just puts you in his perfect mindset. You know, he's like, you know, I must go. You know, and he gets the stuff, and he goes hunting Smooth.
Yeah.
And look, Dylan O'Brien sold the hell out of this role when he was freezing, when danger was around. It was like you just saw him. He would just start shaking and freezing.
Right,
I was like, oh, shit, they were lying. And, I mean, I don't know, Tiff, how did you feel about that? Did it make you laugh like it made me laugh?
Yeah, I think like Dylan O'Brien, I was actually going to talk about Dylan O'Brien as a person who I kind of see as potentially like, he's very good in this movie.
Really? He is.
That he might be like one of those actors that like right now he's doing like maybe like, you know, like rom-coms or like fluffy things like this. But that if he has the ability to stay in Hollywood, that I think later he might become like a Joseph Gordon-Levitt who takes on more complicated roles and does them really well.
Well, I've really been wanting to see American Assassin. He did that with Brian Keaton, Michael Keaton.
Yes, he is not.
And I haven't seen it. You know, I've been wanting to see it for years, but he was great in Maze Runner, but he was pretty much a cookie cutter character in that.
Well, you know, he reminds me of, what was the guy in American Pie? the
oh, Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Is that his name?
No, not Bateman, but no, not Jason Bateman.
Jason.
No, he wasn't in something. I don't know which one you're talking about.
The pie fucker.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Christ Almighty.
I mean, but no, just as far as yeah, you know, the whole character as far as being kind of meek, but he like you said, you guys hit it right on the head. He does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, he finally talks to Amy. She learns that she's 80 miles away, and he was in love with this girl. So they do a couple of flashbacks. You know, they don't do them all at the same time, which I really appreciated about the movie, because I thought they were going to spend like the first part of this movie showing, you know, how it went down and how they got separated. But they have this scene where they about to get it on in the Jeep,
right,
and all hell breaks loose.
Backseat of the Jeep.
And yeah, it didn't happen smooth. You know, they had to run for their life. And then they don't come back to that, right? You know, I was like, wow, they're not, because I'm waiting for the scene, which I thought was hilarious in the trailer.
It's messed up
with the family getting killed right in front of them. Because in the trailer, it made it look funny. But anyway, it wasn't funny in the movie.
Right. He's got, obviously, the reason he freezes is like explained later, because he has like a PTSD situation going on.
Oh, he has. He has massive issues. And so, you know, he decides after talking to Amy, you know, I want to be coupled up.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm looking at the lady that was left alone. And I was like, the numbers are uneven. before you were on the door smooth, the numbers are uneven.
Well, you got to go through the whole mourning process too. So it's, you know.
What really got me though is like when he decided to leave, what I really thought the movie did really well was show the best of humanity and not the worst. It wasn't Walking Dead.
Right.
You know, it was. Look, this our group. We are family. We love each other. We're not treating Joel like he's this annoying ass little cancer that they just can't wait to leave and be like, well, can't wait for you to leave. See you later.
Even when he's about to leave, they was trying to.
They didn't want him to go.
And they was trying to hit him with points like why you should stay, and they ran out. He only had two of them. Like, you can cook good and
Oh, but they like support. They also support him. I think they were really scared for him, but they were like, I think that's something he has to do. And I think you're right. Like, they do a nice job of making it like people making the best of a situation, and you know, they care about each other in like different ways, obviously. But
So off he goes, man. He leaves, and it's no time. And I love how the movie doesn't meander around.
Yeah.
You know, he gets there, and we get introduced to this goddamn frog thing.
Yeah.
That you just knew that was going to be. I mean, you're looking at him like, fool. You know, first of all, those eyes were huge.
Right.
You know.
Get the fuck out of there.
And that when that frog came up, but the real hero of the movie shows up at this time.
Yes.
The doggy.
Boy.
And the whole movie, y'all, I'm like, the dog's going to get it. The dog's
going to
get it.
I did too. So there's a point in this movie, well, because you think that, because you love the dog already. First of all, he's cute as shit.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is. So fucking cute.
Yeah. And fearless.
He's so smart.
Right. Very fearless.
So, yeah,
very fearless,
smart, yeah. Very
dedicated. Smart. Mm-hmm. That, like, there's a point in this movie that happens later that you're like, I was like, this is it.
Right. Yeah, I know
exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. And I was so upset.
Oh, I thought he was going to get it with the frog.
Because that was in the beginning, though.
We saw the dog in the trailer, but
I remember he was holding the dog's mouth, so I knew that. You know.
I didn't remember.
Oh, okay,
that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, the thing is just gonna suck them both in, you know. And I was like, the dog is gonna get it. So the dog has a trailer. You know, they elude the frog, and the dog closes the door. And the trailer's actually been kept up pretty good, you know.
Yeah, right. Well,
and so it's kind of heartwarming. The dog has a dress, you know.
Right. And then you see the picture of the lady or a little girl that was once there.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
So Joel doesn't waste no time. He gets up the next day. The dog, him and the dog become buddies, you know, and off they go. And so you talk about peril. This place is like worse than Skull Island. It's shit everywhere.
Man, it is.
And so.
Little things, big things. Yeah. Like, they're like, that's kind of the worst, is that there's like, that there's little tiny things too that are like.
They're little things that used to be. There's big things that used to be little.
Little, right. Yeah.
You're like,
right.
When he falls into that pit, and I'm like, that was probably, for me, one of the scariest parts in the movies when he was in that pit.
What about the millipede? the big ass millipede when they was walking through the dead forest. I will say with
that
the
I agree with you, Smooth, that millipede was that really was scary because it was really well done.
No,
it looked real.
It was more scary because the dog, you thought the dog was going to get it
in.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So, you know, I'm sitting there like, this is it. The dog is going to get it.
Right.
So, but he meets our heroes, our other heroes at this point, and that's Clyde and Minnow.
Minnow, yeah.
And, you know, Michael Rooker is not that charming of a person. In person, he is, but he always plays a piece of shit. Very charming in his role, man.
He's just an
old grump who wants to teach you how to survive.
Yeah, he's a mentor. Yeah.
Because I thought he was going to treat our hero, Joel, like a piece of shit. You know, like, you sure this stupid, you know. But he didn't do that. You know, he really took him under his wing, him and the little girl. And I love how the little girl acted like she couldn't stand him.
Right.
But he was like, she really likes you, you know.
Mm.
And I'm going to stop doing his voice now.
Yeah, no, that'll really hurt you after a while. Right.
So anyway, man, you know, they go on these adventures and she's teaching him how to shoot. And I'm like, wow, this is a really perfect little family right now. You know, they like Joel. Yeah. And that's one thing I liked about this movie. You didn't have to worry about the human element. Walking Dead, piece of shit, we're going to screw you. Even though the running joke, which never got old, was, you must have stole food.
Yeah, right. I was about to say that. Yeah. Why you leave? You stole food? Like, no.
everybody
gets there. You were stealing food, huh?
Even the robot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, Mavis. That's what it is. Mavis.
So you must have stole food.
I really liked Mavis.
I did, too.
Mavis was a breath of fresh air and a great moment to relax a moment and not feel danger.
Yeah,
you know, which was,
you really felt sad for Mavis.
You did, yeah, I did.
I thought he was gonna take her core with him or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I thought so too.
But there's nothing. There's no power.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but they had power.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
they had lights and
shit. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Know? I thought he was gonna do the same thing. Like maybe take her head or something.
Right.
Yeah, like you said, the brain.
So, but that didn't happen. So you know. He finally, you know, they split paths with the Michael Rooker character.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going up north. He's going to see this girl. Everybody's telling him it's a fool errand. Yeah. And, you know, this hair raising, as soon as the dog wanted to go with the little girl.
I thought it was.
But this land shark thing starts attacking. And
yeah, right.
This shit was pretty intense, you know.
The queen, whatever.
And it was great when he finally found his cojones and blew the thing up, you know. Right. The dog was sitting there.
Yeah.
Pretty good scene, Tiff, you know. With the,
well, because I think, like, when he cares about something, that's what gives him courage. It's like, he cares about Amy, and that gives him courage to go out. He cares about Boy, and that's why he doesn't want Boy. He's afraid Boy is going to get hurt, so he's like, no. And then he runs out there and blows him up with a grenade.
Blows him up.
And
we think that's the most intense scene, and it isn't. And then we have that scene where Smooth was talking about with the duck and the millipede.
Well, that was before that.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was because then he gets poisoned.
Yeah, he gets poisoned. Yeah, because he swims and he gets the leeches on him, and he gets
And I told, I was watching this, and I was like, he probably is poisoned.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because like a lot of animals that bite you, like suck your blood.
Yeah, they got venom.
Will have like a toxin that like helps your blood become not coagulate. They want to be able to keep sucking your blood.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, this dude is in trouble, especially when that thing spewed out all that venom.
Yeah, that was so gross. He squeezed it. Yeah, you're right. That was disgusting. Man.
I was like, it's 6 gallons of that in him right now.
Right. That shit is nasty. Oh, that was nasty.
Right.
Man.
So that scene that you was talking about, though, Smooth, I just want to go back to that because the dog, you know, was his guide. The dog was like, danger, don't eat this, don't do that.
Right, yeah.
And when the dog was underneath the duck, the thing wanted the dog more than he wanted Joel.
Right.
And Joel worked up his little confidence and became a little master and shot it in the head. And it was great, man. I was like, yes. So, you know, we spent a night with the robot, and there were things, which I've appreciated.
The jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
Yeah, that was
not everything want to kill you.
Right.
You know,
I was like,
well, thank God, because
the things were scary. I mean, they could suck your head off.
You need a break.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All the while, he's chronicling this. And notice we go back to the scene where him and Amy is in front of his parents' house and she leaves and, you know, she needs to go home with her parents. And then we have this scene where it was not any comedy involved in it at all, like I thought it might be, with his parents gotten murdered. And it was pretty bad. And it literally showed you where he got his fear from.
Right. Yeah.
And when the robot allowed him to see his mom,
That was cool. Yeah, that was a good scene. That was beautiful. That was nice. That was real nice. I also like when Michael Rooker was like, "Where'd you come from? Fairfield? Damn, you are a survivor because nobody came out of there." You know, he kind of gave him, you know, like, dude, you're not as helpless as you think you are.
Yeah, it literally gave him confidence to keep moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, that's the coolest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Right.
And it was true. It wasn't like a joke. Right. One thing I think that was delightful about this movie is that I hate when it goes so far when every joke is against like the main character's expense and, you know, you're the asshole of the whole thing, but you just don't know it. You know, it was refreshing. It's like, if it wasn't for all the danger in this thing, I wouldn't mind living here because mankind was so much better in this movie. Right?
Yes, yes.
As a whole, we had some assholes.
Yeah, we had some assholes. Yeah.
So he finally makes it to the new camp with Amy, and we all knew in our hearts of heart that I thought he was going to show up and she had a couple little kids or something like that. You know? I don't know, Tim. Where were you with this?
Yeah, I kind of thought she was going to be like, this is my husband or this is my partner or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then something like that kind of does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, like she admits that she's had a relationship.
Yeah. So there's nothing.
It wasn't.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting.
There's nothing bad about that. Like, because apparently he had only made radio contact recently.
Yeah.
So, like, she hasn't heard from him or heard, like, in six or seven years.
7 years. Yeah, it was 7 years.
Yeah, and he's telling her nice, fluffy things, and she lets him have it, you know, because she feels like she's never going to see him.
Right.
And, you know, it's full of old people there.
Right, yeah, she's like a nurse.
Yeah.
And nurse Nightingale.
They got the captain, but whilst he's talking to her, you know, she says, hey, we're going to get out of here, blah, blah, blah. So they get there, and we have this dashing young captain who I thought was probably hitting it, but, you know, when I first saw him.
But he just got there, though.
He just got there with his two people, the one girl had the rocket launcher arm,
right.
And then you had the other fella.
Rock.
And they were going to go out on a yacht because the land was too dangerous. And I'm like, that boat don't look like it can be shit.
Yeah, that boat was shitty looking. Yeah.
He makes his own beer. He was the star of the show, man.
Right.
You know. And your boy Joel was just crushed.
Yeah, he even said it like, oh, shit, this guy's great.
Well, not only that, he had no place with this woman.
He went all the way there. Mm-hmm.
And I won't say it was for nothing because he became a man.
Yeah.
In his journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, but then he decides, like, this isn't for me. I need to go. And I was kind of proud of him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was too. Like, yeah, let me get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but then everything goes bad. They find out that the pirates are pirates.
Right.
The captain.
Yeah, and they have this crab creature.
And it was all just about, they were food stealers.
Right.
Yes, they were. Right, yeah. They accused him of being there. Were you a food stealer? And then they're like, they're the food stealers.
Right. And so they're gonna, you know, feed all these people to their pet crab who's been pulling the boat.
Right.
And they had been rigged up this little unbelievable thing to keep the crab pulling the boat, you know, all over the world. And the crab comes up and Joel turns into Sinbad in the Seven Seas and starts fighting the crab, and he was doing some dope shit, y'all.
Right, he was. Crab, yeah, it was, you know. Yeah.
But the dog comes back, man.
Yeah.
Boy comes back. I was so worried.
Boy comes back.
And I'm like, boy is going to get it now.
Yeah, I was worried, but nope.
So, you know, he fights the crab, and there's a double fight. And I like how she says, I'll handle them, you get the crab. Like, I'm like, well, which is the hardest?
Exactly.
So, it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, they're fighting the people, and when he looks in the eyes of the crab and sees that it had kind eyes.
Right. So stupid.
Well, he got
it
that
was the same thing from the...
From the snail, from the big snail. And, you know,
It was dumb, but...
It helped. It worked.
Well, actually, you know what's really weird? It's like, I was like, this is dumb. This part's dumb. But then I heard Montego's voice in my head.
Wait, what was that?
His voice said, this isn't for you. And then I realized this is a movie for probably teenagers. Like, or preteens, young adults, more so than adults, I think. It's kind of along the lines of, do you guys remember that Warm Bodies movie where there were zombies?
Yes, I do.
And then the guy comes back to life.
Yes.
Or ish, because he loves that girl.
Right.
That movie is for teen. You know what I mean? Like, this is more intended for, like, young adults.
Yeah, I would agree. But I guess because I'm a big kid, I enjoyed the shit out of it, you know?
Right. No, I didn't hate it. I'm just saying that, like,
that part.
Every time I felt like rolling my eyes,
right.
I was like, oh, this isn't necessarily for me. So if it even attracts me to some points of it, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's doing its job. So Crab gets set free.
Yeah, Joe.
And he goes to town on them three in that boat, eats all of them, and destroys the boat.
And destroys the boat.
So the Carab is fed, and it can go on about his business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So does Joel stay? You know, he gets the big, real kiss.
Yeah, he gets a kiss and a squeeze. Well, I don't know if he squeezed, though.
Nope, just a kiss. Just a very good kiss. They both thought it was a good kiss.
And takes his ass back home. I was proud of him. I was like, you know, because she told him she was, you know, she lost somebody significant. And I'm like, is he going to hang on and try to be the friend and put in a friend zone? He doesn't. He leaves.
No. Well, she said she's going to, you know, she's going to look for him.
I think she was crazy, though. You stuck here with all these old ass people, you know, anyway.
I
think you're crazy, lady.
They family now.
Yeah, you're going to be wiping asses in like 5 minutes.
She done got attached to him. You know, they family.
I get it, Smooth. I'm not wiping asses, you know. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
So then he goes back and the reunion with him and his old team was fulfilling to me, guys.
Yeah,
I felt really good. You know, I'm like, I feel good.
Even when he was on the radio telling them, you know, you could tell that they was like, oh man, we glad you made it, because he was looking at his map and seeing all the the nice notes.
Because they decide, since they got raided, to go to the mountains and meet up with the little girl Minnow and Clyde.
Right.
And then he sends word to Amy and they're packing up. I don't know how far all them old people gonna get. The world is pretty hard.
Really, I think they were close. I think it was implied that they were closer to the mountains, even though he did go in a different direction. Why did I think that?
No. Because they got to a point that it was 9 miles left from where they had that fork where Minnow and Clyde went.
Right. Yeah.
It was like 9 miles outside of their camp.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go much further than, you know, the younger people had to go much further than the older people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's pretty much the end of the story. And I felt good watching this. I was like, we're pretty goddamn good, because, you know, it was different enough in the portrayal of human society, which made me feel like so much. I hate that when you like got these zombie films and everybody's a total piece of shit. I mean, it's real,
yeah, but everybody's survival instinct is me instead of let's work together.
And it makes you wonder which way would it happen for real. You know,
also I enjoyed in this movie commentless diversity. Like, there was no comments made about it, but the characters are all very diverse.
Big time.
Yeah,
you know,
it was, yeah.
Let's live in a perfect world,
right?
You know, where we can really stomp out racism and stop this classism and everything, you know? It's only a few people keeping that shit going, but they keep it going, you know?
Right. I mean,
you know, the people with the pockets keep that shit going. But you can't even say that, because then you got people who with less money in their pockets that subscribe to it and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And so when you see stuff like this in a movie, Tiff, I'm with you. It's like, and we don't even have to make a big deal about it, right?
It's just the way it is.
Exactly. So, I think that's it, man. We came here to do the goddamn wrong thing, and we got it done. And ended up having a good time with shitty news.
Yeah.
And the cow made it at the end, too.
The cow made it.
They did. That was really going to be a liability for them if they're trying to evade monsters.
Right, yeah. I was like, the cow was not going to make it when they walked out. No way, the cow was going to make it. Look how tall that grass is. Right.
Yeah, someone's going to sneak up and bite it.
Oh, goodness. So that's it, man. I'm the host of Fan Jumbo Show. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiff Montego, by the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure. Always.
And Mr.
SMOOVE spells smooth. And it also can mean victory.
Oh, wow.
Victory.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but until next week, we will be
on
Patrol.